Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it's time for a quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration, and my book is coming out. I know that so many of you have pre-ordered it. I know so many of you are excited to get it in your hands, and I'm even more excited, to be quite honest, because I know exactly what this book is going to do, not only for you, but for your connections and your life. So it really is all about breaking through superficial friendships to create real connections and reach your highest potential. But this book can actually be read on its own as well. And when you're ready for a tribe, you can implement all of the things that are in the book. So you guys, if you are interested and want to grab this copy and have it on the day that it comes out, which is May 8th, you need to put in your pre-orders now. And that is at LoriHarder.com/Amazon. And today I want to talk to you all about something that's in the book a lot, and that is being authentic. And C.S. Lewis has a quote that says, "Friendship is born at the moment when one man says to another, "What? You too? I thought this was only me." You guys, being authentic is one of the most important things that we can follow throughout our lives. It is the entire journey. And for a lot of us, and this was me, this was absolutely me, I didn't know why I couldn't attract and connect to the people that I wanted to connect to. And when it comes down to it, yes, there were so many reasons, but one of the biggest reasons was because I was not showing up fully myself. I was not willing to allow myself to be fully seen. I was not willing to tell anybody that I was anything but fine. So I was seeking all of my validation through if I could help people or not, because I truly was a fixer. I was somebody who kept the peace. And for me, if I told people what I needed or how I felt like I was disrupting their lives. I felt like I was being a burden. So I had to start sharing more vulnerably to start showing up more authentically me. I had to start telling people what I needed and how I felt. And let me tell you, I still get a vulnerability hangover when I really share myself completely. But the thing is, I also get massive connection on the other side. And we're afraid of this. We're afraid of this because of rejection. But the thing is, if we don't risk vulnerability and rejection, we will never actually have authentic connection. So it's not always going to go as you planned, and it's not always going to go well. But when you continue to take this risk, you are going to get the most beautiful reward on the other side, which is the safety net of sisters and brothers and connection and a tribe. And you will be able to do anything that you desire when you get this safety net below you of these deep, lasting connections, because you'll be able to take more free falls, which is fear, which is facing your fears. So I want to read you out of the book. Being authentic is actually the sixth agreement in the book. So you guys, I have seven sacred agreements to creating these authentic relationships. And these are really agreements that are not only for yourself, but for the relationships that you are creating. And in agreement six, it is called be authentic. And it says, I'm going to read to you directly from the book so you guys can get a little flavor of what this book is all about. It says, to be you feels like truth. To live your truth feels like bliss. Being the authentic you is your bliss. Choosing to be authentic is the path to following your bliss. Put simply, it means be happier by being more you. Easy, right? You might be saying, thanks, genius. If I knew how to be happy, I wouldn't need this book. But before we jump into what authenticity is, I want to let you know that in section three of this book, you'll be doing a deep dive into who you are and figuring out what makes you tick. But for now, let's talk about that role authenticity plays in your bliss. I kind of feel like it's one of those topics that you have to get lost in before you can be found. Meaning, when you ask yourself questions to try to find your authentic self, it can often lead to multiple layers of even deeper questions before you find what feels like your truth. Just go with it and see what joy you can find in the unraveling. While researching the topic, I loved what author psychologist Nina Burrows had to say on it. If you want to understand the true meaning of authenticity, you need to go back to its root. The Latin root of the word authenticity is author. So being authentic doesn't mean being honest about who you are. It's about being your own author. Authenticity is an active and creative process. It's not about revealing something. It's about building something, and that something is you. So you guys, it goes deeper into what authenticity is, and that's just the very first layer of authenticity. But I think that it's so important to know that becoming authentic is really following your joy, and it's following these soul nudges, and it's also knowing when a soul contract is up with someone else. So sometimes we're staying in these relationships that are keeping us tied to a version of us that actually wasn't us in the first place. So a lot of times we might look around, and if we're not fully feeling like us or acting as if we are us, the true us, the free us, that version of us that makes you feel the best, showing your authentic self, these beautiful corners of yourself that you're not sharing with other people, even though you know that you want to, what happens is our inauthentic self might have attracted our current tribe. So the more authentic that you become, the more the inauthentic tribe is going to reveal themselves and say, you know, this new version of you is just not for me. And letting go is the hardest part. Letting go of them is the hardest part. It's that group that says that you've changed. What are you doing? This isn't you. And really, it is just you becoming more you. And now that tribe that you want to run in can finally see you. You guys, you can't be seen if you're not showing up fully you. If you're showing up as the person you think you should be, then you're probably attracting a whole lot of people who think they should be something. And you're like, why is this person disappointing me? What's going on? Or why am I not feeling this connection? Or why am I not feeling supported? Or why am I feeling such an energy drain? And it might be because you're not fully committing to this warrior path of becoming you, of following your soul nudges, of facing your fears, of doing it anyway, even though you have a lot of fear, of accepting what is, of accepting the choices that you have made is your current reality and moving in to making those new choices that scare the crap out of you. And you guys, if you think that you are not meant to be afraid or that this is meant to feel awesome, that is not what the warrior's path feels like to becoming your authentic self. If you look around and you're like, dang, I'm taking the wrong path. There's no one around here. This feels lonely. This feels scary. This feels uncertain. You are on the right path. If that is what you were called to, if that is what you were guided to, it won't always feel that way, you guys, but you have to start taking that path and you have to know that you are going to be held on the other side. You are going to create that safety net of those people who are also doing this work. And they're going to be your safety net to remind you that this is the only way to live. You guys, if you're not committed to becoming your authentic self, then this is not fully, or you're not fully living into why you were put on this planet. We are meant to grow. We are meant to evolve into the souls that we know that we are. And the second you were born, your soul already knew what it was. It already knew where it was supposed to go. It already knew the experiences it needed. That's why you chose your family. So you guys, follow that, trust that, know that. Know that your only work in the world is to reveal more layers of the most authentic version of you. And this is going to attract the people and the opportunities that are meant for you. If you're staying in the who you should be and the how you think you should show up and the what you think is the most popular group or what's going to get you somewhere, but it doesn't feel good, that's actually going to hold you back and leave you feeling very frustrated and empty. So let go and know that you will blaze your own trail. Know that you don't need that tribe. If it's not feeling like a fit, if it's just not working, you need to create your own tribe. You need to show up as that magnet, as the most authentic version of you, so that you can then attract who you are meant to attract. Stop trying to fit in and start trying to be more you. You guys, I am so proud of you for always showing up to this work. I'm so grateful for you. And I cannot wait for you to read more about this book and create and connect and attract your most authentic tribe. So you guys, thank you so much for always sharing on Instagram, for always connecting with me, for always sharing your takeaways, because that really allows me to connect to you and the audience that is listening to this. So I love you guys so much. I'm so grateful. And if you want to order the book, you can do that now at laurieharder.com/Amazon so that you get it on May 8th, and we will all be doing this together. You can start creating your tribe right now. So how it works is if you want to read it alone, you can absolutely read it alone. You're going to get so much out of it. I have so many girls at this point who I've given pre-copies to who have read it alone and love it. But if you want to, right out of the gates, build your tribe, what a lot of people are doing is they're buying 2 to 3 other copies and gifting them to their friends. So pre-order 3 to 4 copies, and you can gift these to your friends so you can start on May 8th when you guys all get them in the mail so we can start doing this together and talking about it in the Facebook group. So you guys, there is a Facebook page if you want to join it to know all about what's going on with the book tour. I will be visiting a city near you, most likely. And I can't wait to continue on this conversation, because right now this is the thing for me that's going out into the world that I can't wait to create a shift and a movement among what we are able and capable of doing. And that's really what we've always known we're capable of doing. We are incredibly powerful, and together we are a force that cannot be stopped for good. So you guys, I love you, sending my love, and until next time, earn your happy. Bye everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back. And I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you, it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently, and most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring, and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori.
Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret, because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing, since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.